Okay, Duchess, this is side two. Anyway, all in all, I'm pretty comfortable. It's just, you know, a whole new thing of getting used to the system, where you are. I don't have transportation. Oh, I asked this colonel for a jeep. I thought he died, Duchess, because I asked him. I said, nah, I need a jeep, but this was the special forces. See, they're pulling out, as I said, are relocating, really. And so they're getting rid of a lot of things. I don't know if he'll come through or not. But hopefully I should get a desk for myself tomorrow. I've already been here over a week. Let's see, Thursday, I had to go up to Tuiwa, which is not that far, but I had to wait hours for a plane. And then I was going to stay one night and go to Pleiku and come back here Saturday. Well, I got back here yesterday, Saturday afternoon. I never got to Pleiku. I waited a day and a half trying to get a ride to Pleiku, and just one thing after another happened. I was supposed to get on one plane, and the pilot had to stop off and had a dental appointment. And so he had Novocaine, and then he couldn't speak, so he couldn't communicate on the radio, so he couldn't fly the plane. So he never got to Tuiwa, and I never got to Pleiku. That kind of thing, that just, you know. And yesterday morning, I sat almost five hours waiting for the winds to die down, because I was hitching a ride on an otter. And an otter isn't too strong an aircraft. It can't fly in heavy winds, strong winds. So then I finally canceled my flight to Pleiku. I decided I wasn't going. It was too late. I wanted to have my Saturday afternoon and Sunday off. As it was, I missed most of Saturday afternoon. But so then I grabbed the chopper, came back down here to Nha Trang. Oh, and Duchess, I had to laugh. You know, you said you were wondering how large a shipment of things I would have when I finally came home. Well, it won't be too bad. But then I started to think, I just purchased a small, I don't want you to faint. It's a refrigerator, a very small one, Duchess. It's only about 3 feet by 3 feet. You know, it barely holds a case of anything like soda or something like that, the most. A very small one. And it's kind of unusual for me to go ahead and buy one, because I went the whole year, the first year, without one. And then the second year I had one at Long Bin. I had a good size one. I still have my room at Long Bin, you know. In fact, I have a lot of things in my refrigerator. But I was spoiled, and when the first weekend I was here, I couldn't go to work because I had no place to go. I mean, it was just an empty room. And so I just went to the PX, and I hitched a ride to the PX. I have to hitch a ride wherever I go. I have to hitchhike. I have to hitchhike to work, too. I don't work too far from here. I live one place and work another. I live at the Duiton Hotel. They call it a hotel, you know. It used to be an old hotel. It's a BOQ now, field grade officers. And I live about, 10, 15-minute walk down the street. I just hitch a ride. Somebody usually picks me up. And so anyway, I have this little refrigerator, $51. I don't know if I should bring it back or maybe even sell it before I go home. I'll see what happens. Really wouldn't have too much need for it. It would be good for a bar, except it doesn't have much ice cube. It has one little tray, Duchess. It has 12 ice cubes on the tray, and that's all it can make. I found another little tray at Tuiwa, tiny, tiny little one, and I bought that one. And so I have two little trays now. Never can tell. I might have a drink. I haven't had a drink since I've been here. It never dawns on me to have a drink by myself, and so I have a bottle of scotch. In fact, I have two bottles of scotch at Long Bin. I have scotch, and I have lots of liquor in Long Bin. As I go down there, every once in a while, I'll bring things back, I think. But now I don't want to bring too much back because I'm moving again. I'll be going over to the Special Forces. We're going to move out of our place of work plus our place of residence. The whole thing is moving to Special Forces. So anyway, can hardly wait, right? I'll be anxious to see what the rooms are like. Special Forces have beautiful facilities, Duchess. I have seen some of them. Well, I won't say beautiful because some of them weren't outstanding, but The rooms aren't, the private rooms aren't that great, but the mess hall and that kind of thing are usually much better than average. Anyway, so I read your letter several times because I was anxious to see how you were doing now, you know. I'm glad you're not going to attempt to lift any of that stuff, Duchess. It's, as I say, it's very heavy. If I could remember, the boxes, the great big box is the colored TV. The biggest one will be the colored TV, because that's the biggest item. I'm very anxious to see how you like those elephants. You asked me what we were going to do with four elephants. I don't know, really. We'll do something with them, right? I just thought everybody ought to have at least a couple of elephants. You'll see the difference immediately when you look at them, Duchess. They're two very exquisite ones, and then two not. They're very plain. They're plain, but they're nice because they are plain, if you know what I mean. At least that's what Tom told me. Tom Quinn. And so, what else is new? I can't. So many things. I was going to make so many, tell you so much about this Nutrang area. It's very nice. They went back on limits. The town went back on limits. We're across the street, Duchess, from the South China Sea. There's a beautiful beach just across the street. There's no house or anything there. It's just across the street, and it's the ocean. It's just like being on the Miami coast, you know, or being at, you're on the shore, too, but you're a little distance from it. Here, I can look out my window and see palm trees and beautiful beach area. I haven't been on the beach yet. There are a lot of Vietnamese kids, I think, go over there, and you have to be very careful. If you put a towel down, they steal it, you know. Plus, I'm a little hesitant of going in my two-piece bikini. I think I'm just a little bit shy because there are no American women, as I say. The men go, the officers here, they go frequently when the weather's good. I don't mind walking on the beach and whatnot. And the water has been too rough. Many of them say it's too rough to go in, but I guess those that feel they're stronger swimmers, they go in. So it's very pleasant, and I'm high enough, up high enough. I have to walk the four flights every time I want to do something. that I have a fairly good view. I lost my train of thought. Oh, the other girls, the three girls, they have a club here at Natrang as well, and they live here in this building also. They're down on the first floor, and I'm up on the fourth, so... Anyway, other than that, I was a little bit discouraged, and I still am, about the office, you know, because I know that I'll be handling, well, I don't have to handle anything but my service clubs. I can operate very much on my own, but they don't, they need help, you know. I know more about crafts and entertainment than they know, and so when something comes in, you know, they look at me as, what is it, Ann? Really bad. I wish they had the other directors up here, too. They don't have them in country. At the library, people are waiting for new people, and crafts are waiting for new people, and that kind of thing. That would be of some help, at least. But Jonathan is very good, Jonathan Newcomb. He just got married about 2 months ago back in the States. They went to Switzerland on their honeymoon, and his girl is she got her license to be a broker. Broker? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's interesting, you know. And he has his master's in business, and he'd like to get a degree in law, international trade. That's what he wants to do. Anyway, he's very clever, very nice young person. I like him very much. I just wish he had the rank of about a colonel, because he can't get a thing done, you see. He's a lieutenant, and nobody pays any attention to lieutenants. So he tells me, and then I go do it, you know. Same old story, right? Anyway, we shall see, Duchess, we shall see. I'm going to have a meeting on Friday. I found out they had a conference room in the main building, and I reserved the conference room. They assured me it was debugged. I said, oh, that's great. I wouldn't want anybody listening in on my very classified meeting of service clubs. I'm having just the four club directors from my area come in, and we'll go over same old garbage I've been going over for a long time, because they never learn it. But, you know, they haven't been acting club directors very long, most of them. But anyway, it's good. I like to have these meetings with small groups because I think they get a lot out of it. What else? I have your letter here. I have both of them, as a matter of fact. I was so happy to finally get the mail because I was very anxious to see about those packages. And that wooden fruit duchess, I ordered that when I ordered your glass tree. That was mailed from Paysix. I didn't mail that. The crates I mail from here, from my room, but the wooden fruit was mailed directly from the Paysix catalog. Be sure and check that catalog, Duchess, if there's anything you want. Oh, and the last tape, I think I mentioned or asked you, did you ever remember seeing any jade jewelry? I don't know what happened to that. It was a couple of necklaces and things. Not a brooch, like a locket thing you hang around your neck. Anyway, I think maybe in March. I have to put this request in tomorrow. I forgot to do it. I'd like to take another R&R. So I get one more for this quarter, January, February, March. So I think I'll go to Bangkok. Because I've been to Bangkok a couple times, Duchess, but last time I only had a weekend. And I think I'll take an R&R and just look at some jewelry. That's the best place to buy jewelry. I hardly ever wear it here, but so if you're thinking in terms of jewelry, of course they have those other things I got too, those wooden lamps and brass candle. I got all that in Bangkok. Now, if you want any of that stuff, for goodness sakes, think about it and let me know. I mean, Bangkok is good for some things and it isn't good for others, but I can get a number of things if you would like them. I know the last thing you need now is something else to put in that house, right? But that'll probably be my last R&R, I would think. I'm not sure, but, you know, anyway, I'm counting on it more or less being my last R&R, so I should get anything I want. And then I'd also like to stop on the way home, maybe, and spend a week in Hawaii. That would be nice. Rest a little, right? I didn't get any sun today. Today was my day to get sun. It's Sunday. But the sun was out in the morning, and I didn't get out there. I have a little balcony thing. And this afternoon has been very cloudy, so I've been sitting in my room. Anyway, just take care. This is getting very short. Tell everyone hi. And don't forget to look in the Paysix, just in case. And good luck with all the 10 crates, Duchess. Just shove it some corner. Any old corner, right? Just don't worry about it, you know. I just hope it isn't a mess for you, because I know it's probably the wrong time to send things. But I didn't have any...